Elissa Walker Campbell, it is a very big weekend in college football, and over the next 2 hours, we have got you covered with the biggest and the best in sports. Very excited about this weekend's edition and our lineup. Yes, a ton of college football and NFL talk, but I'll tell you what the Biggie is really fired up about, because the start of the NBA regular season, it is just a few weeks away. And things are going to be very interesting to watch, especially in the ever-competitive Western Conference. The Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry, looking to defend their title. But tonight, let's open up the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. We're going to talk about the Texas Longhorns. The Red River rivalry resumes Saturday. Texas-Oklahoma at the Cotton Bowl, an 11 a.m. kickoff on ABC. And we are so delighted to welcome in from CBS Sports, my man Brian Jones, a tremendous talent during his playing days at UT and in the NFL, but he's also shining very bright in the wonderful world of television at CBS. Sweet B, Brian Jones, how are you? Good evening.
I am doing great, Big E. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Brian. We have certainly missed you, and I'm very anxious to get your perspective, because let's talk about the Sooners and Texas. Oklahoma is undefeated. The Longhorns are 1-4, and here Charlie Strong is. He's in his second season. He's got a 7-11 record since taking over. Let's get right to it. I mean, does Texas have the right guy?
Well, I think he is the right guy. This weekend is going to tell a lot about this football team as to whether or not they're buying what he's selling, he and that staff. Because last week, let's just be honest, was clearly a regression. The previous two weeks, Kyle and Oklahoma State, they were competitive. They were in those games. They lost both games by 2 points. So, at least, actually won by one point, the other by three. So they were in those ball games, and last week versus TCU was not a good look for the program all the way around. So it's up to the coaching staff to get these guys fired up and ready to go in a rivalry game, which won't be easy. By no means, I don't think any Texas faithful fan thinks that Texas can win this ball game. OU is playing so well right now. West Virginia would give them a little bit more problems than they did. OU's defense was outstanding. 7 sacks, 5 turnovers they forced in that ball game. So they were my sleeper heading into the year, along with Baylor and TCU being the bell cows. But I said, don't sleep on Oklahoma. So they're sitting there in prime position to be a big-time player in the Big 12 Conference like they have been ever since Bob Stoops took over.
Brian Jones, you are a proud alum of UT. So what is your belief? What does your heart say? I mean, can he eventually turn this around when we're talking about Charlie Strong?
Well, what bothers me is the fact that you've got a young team, but that's no excuse. There are young players all over the country, and you've got to coach these guys up. After the debacle in South Bend, I thought they were playing better. I thought they were more competitive. I thought they had shown some strides. And so all you want to see as a fan of an alumnus is you want to see progression. And last week we didn't see that. We saw guys that didn't look like they cared a lot, and you just can't have that, especially at the University of Texas. So the key is for them to come out and not make the same mistakes I've been watching this team make. Simple mistakes. You get games and stunts up front. On the defensive side, and the offensive line is not able to pick those guys up, and you see the same thing week in and week out, that's not going to cut it. And then you've got a defense that I don't see the fire in their belly. I don't see them hunting like defenses in the past have. You know, we got an old saying, you got to be like that dude on a Friday night with a pocket full of money. You got to be trying to find what a happening is.
Right.
And the defense ain't trying to, they ain't finding what a happening is. That's that ball carrier. So we got to get those guys, get a little fire in their belly. And I don't know why they don't have it, considering how they have, not won a game since week two. We knew it was going to be a long, arduous process. We just didn't think there were going to be more embarrassments like there was this past weekend.
We are inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker Campbell. We would love for you to chime in and be interactive on this conversation with CBS Sports' Brian Jones. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And Brian, we always like to pause. Reach out to our national audience. Where can they check you out? You just continue to get bigger and better. You're now on bright and early on CBS Radio. I mean, they're working you like a dog.
like a rented mule, let me tell you. I'm on CBS Sports Radio, Gio and Jones show, national show. That's on from 6 to 9
okay.
Eastern time, Monday through Friday, and Inside College Football on CBS Sports Network. That's on Tuesdays and Thursdays and some Friday nights. And, of course, College Football Today, the SEC on CBS, which is every Saturday on CBS. So I'm enjoying it. It's a blessing. And so while it's rough some days, getting up at 4 every morning and sometimes having to double up radio and TV, I'd rather do this than chop cotton like I did growing up in Lubbock, Texas.
Give us a sense with Charlie Strong how much support he has with boosters and with alumni and with the administration, especially after that 43-point loss Saturday against TCU last week.
Yeah, you hate to get that proverbial endorsement that we're with you and that boost of confidence. But I think they are. You know, if they were to go a different direction, I think that just sets the program back another couple of years. So I like the recruiting class he brought in a season ago. No one thought he'd be able to, you know, waltz in and get a Malik Jefferson, number one recruit in the state. And they did that at the last minute. So they did pick up some nice recruits. They go to Florida and, you know, they recruit nationally and they get some big players. Those pups just have to grow into canines. And right now we have seen some regression, but hopefully they get it now that this is big-time college football and you got to be consistent on a weekly basis. And no one expecting you to go out and win all these games, especially considering your classification. But we are expecting you to compete. And that's all you can ask of them. You know, I've been there on the other side of some lopsided losses and on a team where we weren't holding each other accountable. And that's what they have to start doing. You don't do it in Twitter or on Twitter. You don't do it on Facebook.
Right.
You don't do it in social media. You got to get in that locker room and lean on each other in a manner where everyone understands, hey, we're all in this together. But at the end of the day, I got to hold you accountable and you got to hold me accountable. And that's what has to occur for this team and this program to move forward. So I think he's the right man. He can recruit. We saw that at Louisville and all the guys he's had drafted from there over the last few years. It's just a matter of coaching these guys up and getting them to understand that this is big boy business and no babysitting. So either you're with it or you're not, and we'll find somebody that is with it. And I think the boosters and for the most part, everyone that was supporting this coaching staff when they took over are supporting them now, but you've got to see that progression. You can't have something, a debacle like occurred in South Bend and last week at TCU. You can't have that happening too frequently.
Brian Jones, a CBS Sports college football analyst, joining us tonight right here at YSR as we continue to break down OU Texas. Much more straight ahead, where weekends start early. YSR.